Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast, brought to you by Macy's. I'm L'Oreal, and Claudia Jordan is here.
Oh, you're going to introduce me? That's cute.
Yes. I like that. Yes, I was waiting for you, but you know, I gave you a pause, and you gave a too long of a pause.
And I'm television's Claudia Jordan.
Television, today we're on podcast division, okay? And we're going to get undressed. We're going to talk about a bunch of topics. Mm-hmm. And one of those topics being Brian McKnight. Mm. He has a whole lot of things going on with him. Very shady, very shady towards his family. And we're going to dive into why he accused his daughter of dating somebody in her own family. It just gets a little spicy.
He's wilding out.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on over there. We're also going to talk about Ebony K. Williams. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Now there was a couple things that she said, and unless you've been living under a rock, because right. I know you definitely heard some of those things. But what is more important, how a man treats you or what he does for a living? Interested to see what you think about her choice of words and if she was wrong or not. And also, we're going to welcome Miss Lawrence.
Miss Lawrence is here to give us the tea on how we should be looking and dressing and how we should present ourselves. He always comes with it. And we're going to get into a few hot topics with him as well.
Yes.
And
yes,
we get into your DMs because yes. I heard a girl hit you up this week.
A girl hit me up this week. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if she got beat up or not.
Oh, Lord, girl.
No, because she was talking spicy in my DM.
What?
No, I'm joking.
She was not.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all that. We're going to get undressed with all of this mess on the Undressing Room podcast, brought to you by Macy's. And speaking of Macy's, you can own your beauty and own your style, because summer's just around the corner.
I can't wait.
Me either.
Are you ready for the beach?
Yes, kind of. Like, I was very snatched, and then I got comfortable, so I got to get back on my stuff. But I want to show off my brighter side with Macy's. I know you do as well. Mm-hmm. Whether you're adding a bit of fun to your look with a bold lipstick or going all in with a fuchsia dress, Macy's makes it so easy to embody summer's good vibes. Plus, don't miss out on summer's must-haves like the head-to-toe linen, of course, summer totes, and stackable rings, which I love and I have on right now, to make your accessorizing ultra personal and bring the refresh on your home with farm-inspired home decor, glassware, and bedding. Because let's be real, there's nothing that beats fresh sheets. I love fresh sheets, fresh, clean sheets.
Macy's has really good bedding, though. Like, really good bedding.
Really
like
good.
Hotels. Quality. Like high-end hotel
yes.
quality bedding.
And comforts. You could go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle, and you can find everything over there at Macy's. Just go to Macy's.com.
Just go to Macy's.
You know, look around a little bit.
Go buy you something. Spend a bag.
Somebody told me that they change their sheets once a month. They told me it's because it's only them. They don't have any kind of relation.
But you sweat when it's only you two sometimes. If you, you know, sometimes you get hot. And
I think a month is disgusting.
I agree.
I think it's ridiculous.
All that dead skin, those dead skin cells. You know, there's mites that are eating that stuff up. There's mites in your sheets. Like,
that's nasty.
They come.
He said he changes his towel and his bedding once a month.
Is he homeless? Does he live at the YMCA?
No, he has a lot of money, too. And he's, like, well-groomed as a person, which I was so shocked that he said
that. Nah, he got to be musty down there.
I don't know. I don't want to know either.
Once a month?
Well, I thought once a month was pretty crazy as well, but he says no.
Ugh.
But, okay, let's talk about somebody else that I thought had a pretty crazy situation. Brian McKnight. Okay,
Jesus Christ, this guy.
He has a daughter that he doesn't claim. It's his biological daughter. Her name is Brianna. So he accused her of having a sexual relationship with her cousin. So he made these claims after she came out and told everybody, well, I grew up with an absentee father. Her name is Brianna. Her brother's name is Brian.
Oh, then he named the new kid Brian.
He
made a new junior.
Brian.
Imagine
that's how much he hates those kids.
He don't like, and all the kids that he's being shady towards are the black ones, the ones that are more black.
Yeah, so I even heard him the other day say that none of his songs before he met his current wife meant anything. He was just singing.
He's like an evil R&B singer.
What is going on with this man?
And allegedly in that case, I think that Brian McKnight wanted the sexual history of his daughter and all her partners. I heard a report about that. I read something about that where he wanted her to like explain like what was this relationship, what was that relationship? Because she's suing him.
Yeah,
she's suing him.
I see that.
Yo, he's out of control. Brian, why do you hate your brown kids?
It's so weird to me because I really do want to get to the bottom. I don't understand how you could be singing all these love songs, but you have so much hate for your own children.
Didn't he always look mad, though? He was like the mad R&B singer. He was like, his brow was always furrowed.
His brow was up. But you know, I always liked him after he sung during Martin when Gina got proposed to.
Mm-hmm.
That was always like my moment right there. Like I felt like it was mine. But also he went on Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he posted a picture of his stepdaughter. This is not even his kid at all.
That he bought the car for?
And he said, couldn't ask for a better daughter. This guy is
twisted the knife.
What is wrong with him? What could these kids have possibly done to him to make him feel this way towards them?
People say that he was mad that he felt like he had to take care of them for a long time till they get older. But like, isn't that what parents do?
Yeah, I mean, they're kids. They're your kids that you had.
And you can love the new kids, but not be so mean to your real kid, your original kids. And then the step kid gets treated better than your biological children. That's
and you're taking
so
care of them. Why don't you mind taking care of them and buying them cars and doing stuff for them? Like, those are your real kids. I can't imagine you renamed another kid that you had Brian because you didn't want your kid anymore. Like, I'm so lost. That's so disrespectful.
It's like he threw them in the trash. He discarded them.
And then to make matters worse, he has all his kids' names in his bio on Instagram, and none of them are the black kids.
None are the black kids.
What the hell is wrong with you, Brian McKnight?
You know what, Brian? When you try to holler at me when we did Celebrity Apprentice, I'm so glad I didn't date you.
Did he try to holler
at you? Yes, he did. He wanted me to fill out 50 questions. Like, he was like, we should ask each other 50 questions and answer them. I was like,
did he send them to you?
No, I'm like, I'm not doing that.
I want to know what the questions are.
I know.
You should have just did it just for shits and giggles.
But I didn't want to lead him on. Like, I was like, I'm good. And he didn't try that long with it. He kind of put it out there, and I was like, I'm good. My spirit was telling me something about, no.
What the hell did Brianna do that he's this, or Brianna?
But what,
is her name Brianna or Brianna?
What did Brian McKnight Jr. do to get replaced, and you just gonna just make another one? You know, I don't like you no more, L'Oreal. I'm gonna make another L'Oreal.
Is that what George Foreman did?
No, but he kept them all together. He didn't disown them. Brian McKnight clearly disowned those kids and then made another one. That's so mean. Brian McKnight, why are you so mean to your kids?
What's worse, changing your name from a junior or somebody naming another kid their junior again?
Naming another kid when you already have one is like you never even existed in my world. That's
what the hell? Okay, so
is he the meanest R&B singer?
I want to know the truth. I want to know why, because he's really getting dragged through the mud for what's going on with him and his children. Yeah, I mean, I want to know what the problem is.
It seems like he got mad when the kids spoke out about how they were feeling, and he like never forgave them for that.
Yeah, but why did you abandon them in the first place? Why were you an absentee father? You were Brian McKnight. You had more than enough money to be able to provide for these children.
I think he did for a while, and I saw he put a post up where he said, no, look, here's some messages when it was like all good with them.
Yeah, because I thought that he had singing videos with Brian Jr.
But did you look at the pictures and look at the Instagram? Well, telling you, it was like 390 weeks ago. Oh. It was like 5 years, like 4 years ago. Like, it was all the good times before a long time ago.
Maybe they were ungrateful little turds.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But do you, okay, being ungrateful, does that make you go make another baby Brian?
How far are they dragging this ungratefulness? Like, they're going to the media, they're talking about him, she's suing him. So, yeah, maybe.
But she's suing him because he implied that she was screwing her cousin.
But why is he saying this?
I don't know.
That's a bold
But even
claim.
If she was, why? That's a family secret you should kind of keep to yourself. You should never expose your daughter's sexual history, like whether it's true or not. Why would you do that?
It's weird to me that he's dragging his kids like this. So I don't know. Hopefully they find some sort of middle ground. They did have a family once upon a time. They looked happy. And now it's over.
He's like,
Have you ever had a falling out with anybody in your family that you just couldn't get it back together?
There were some issues in my family when my grandma died. I didn't like how the arrangements were handled. They didn't go by her wishes. And I was very close to my grandma. So for a little while, I stayed away. But I live out of state, so it wasn't hard for me to stay away.
Yeah. I think most battles are over when someone passes away.
I loved my grandma, and she didn't want to be cremated. And then that's the one thing they did. And I didn't like that.
Yeah, why would you if she said no?
Because it's cheaper.
Yeah, okay.
And I think, like, if it's a money thing, let's figure it out before we do what she didn't want to do. You know what I mean? I felt really guilty for that. I felt like I was supposed to protect her.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
I had an issue, too, over, it was like a funeral. Somebody said something that I didn't really like. I took the death kind of hard. Mm-hmm. So when they said whatever they had to say, it turned into a big thing. Like, it actually is still a problem,
really?
You know, in my family. And, like, I still, to this day, I have nothing to say to the person. And I won't even acknowledge what that person is in my family. Like, I don't acknowledge this person at all. And she means nothing to me.
Are you close to your family for the most part?
I am. I'm really close to my family. And my family is a close family. You know what I mean? But it did kind of separate things a little bit. And I'm okay with it.
Death is really, it can make or break your family. You know what I mean? And I feel like if someone was really important to the core, the value, the family, they should be honored in death the way they would like to be.
Mm-hmm.
They should, if you have a wish that's not that hard to fulfill, then we got to work it out. You know what I mean? We got to figure it out and make sure that, like, you know, that's important.
No, sure.
I spoke to a medium about it because I was so bothered about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, and they say they can talk to the dead sometimes. I know people are going to be like, oh, my God, Claudia's into Ouija boards and whatever. I don't care. And the woman said things that only my grandmother would know.
Right.
And the lady said, your grandmother has a message for you. She's over the way it all went down.
Yeah.
And she's just happy she's no longer in pain anymore. And there's no way this woman would have known any of that. And she, like, knew about specific things, like her leg was hurting and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, it made me feel a little bit better that she, you know, I got a message from the other side.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when I kind of get over the issue with my family.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You move forward.
I did.
You move forward. I'm not. But that's that. Now let's talk about what is more important. How a man treats you or what he does for a living. So as we said, Ebony K. Williams, she made headlines. She was conducting an interview with Ayanla. I always say her name wrong.
It's tough.
Yeah, I've been trying. I used to just say Ayanna fixed my life.
You did it good though.
Thank you. So yeah, there's a show called Holding Court on The Griot. And this is what happened.
When we talk, and I know that you've said that you cannot teach a man or tell a man how to be a man. So I will not ask you to indict men in this question. But I do want you to speak, Ayanla, to how women need to, position ourselves so that we can be in our divinity, so we can have our crowns right, how we can create and not build, when some of us, quite frankly, feel that the men that are available to us, and I'm talking about across the color spectrum, across the age spectrum, trust me, I've done them all, they are not positioned to protect nor provide because of some of the statistics we just talked about. They're not earning the incomes. They're not having the resources, and some of them are not even showing up in the leadership.
Would you date a bus driver? You. Would you date
if
a bus
he owns
driver?
The bus? If he owns it. If he owns the bus.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's a problem. Okay. Because the standards and requisites, and I'm not talking about him laying on his sofa playing video games all day. I'm not talking about that. But the standards and the criteria that we use to measure men is off for who we are as women and who they are in this society. I would date a bus driver if he loved driving the bus, if he was a man of integrity, if he was good to his mama, if he treated me well, I would date a bus driver.
What do you think? Would you?
Would I date a bus driver?
And before you answer, let me just say this. I think black women especially are extra penalized when we dare to have any kind of standards and say, I want a guy that does this, does that, makes this kind of money. White women are raised to go for the lawyers and the doctors. No one says a thing. When a black woman says something like that, we're instantly gold diggers, we're lazy, we're taking advantage, we're putting the black man down, and I don't think that's fair at all. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I don't think about what somebody does when I think about a relationship with someone. I do think about how they treat me. What is more important to me is how many, hopefully they ain't got no damn kids.
But you don't know that when you first meet them. Listen, I remember being in L.A., and as soon as a guy told me he was a personal trainer and why, like a struggling actor, I was turned off.
Yeah.
Because I knew I didn't want that for my life, nor do I want to make you feel a kind of way. And I don't know if that was a fair question, because Ebony was talking about leadership.
Yeah, I don't know, because that was just, I do feel like it was out of nowhere. And yeah. I also understood what she was saying. Like, so me personally, I couldn't date anybody that does one thing. And what I mean by that is like, no one anything. No, just doctor and then that's it. Just like, I like people with drive that like to do stuff. You know, I move around a lot. So bus driver, to me, I'm thinking if she's like a bus driver, I'm just thinking that's what he does. He comes home and then that's it. But now if you a bus driver and you got this hustle, that hustle, because why is it fair that I get up, I got a 9-to-5 my damn self, so I can't even talk about somebody I got a 9-to-5. I get up, do radio. Then I also have two additional shows. I had three. I had to get rid of one because it was too much. They're in different states. Is it, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, I have other hustles too, so why do I have to, or why would I settle for somebody that's content with just doing one thing? And no, like, things are expensive nowadays. I like to travel. I like to move around.
So do you think Ebony's being unfairly dragged?
I do feel like she's being unfairly dragged. And I think, like you said, a man could say his preference in any kind of way. Look, Lil Wayne started off a song, I like him long hair, thick red bone. That's cool for him to be able to like it, but if Danny Lay said yellow bone is what he want, let's beat her up and kill her. And it's like, wait a minute, though. Lil Wayne said he won a red bone, and she said it too, and now, like, I don't understand.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. Some black women are not allowed to have a preference publicly.
Now you can't even say nothing. You can't even have a voice.
No, you can't. And they're going to find something wrong with it from any angle. If you say you like the color red, why don't you like blue? The blue community is going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
Oh, you must have a thing against blue. No, I don't think when you hear what Ebony was talking about before Ayanna asked that out of the blue question, it feels like a gotcha moment. Like, she was like, let me get it.
Because what did that have to do with anything? They were talking about roles as men and women and relationships and in society. And then even for Ayanla to say, well, it's unfair for the standards and where we are. What are you talking about? She's an accomplished lawyer. She's a news correspondent. She's
very successful.
She's extremely successful. She's on Housewives
now. An author.
So many different things. So what standards are you talking about? Her, like, she met a high standard, so she should be able to want what she brings to the table as well. Where's the damn problem?
It should be a problem. And then the narrative changed to she was dragging blue collar people, which I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear her say anything about, and first of all, she said if he owns the bus. Let me tell you something. Some owners of the company broke it into people that's working there. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Because they trying to pay everybody else. They're trying to pay. That don't equal to money just because you own something.
Now, either. She went in and said negative things about bus drivers, and I would be like, okay, that was wrong.
I was about to say, she did?
But she did not. No, I'm saying, no. She did, but I didn't hear her say that.
No.
And I'm like, am I missing something? Then people went to, well, it's her tone. It's the way she said it. Listen, an intelligent, articulate woman is always going to be a threat to someone, and people are going to find fault. Oh, she seems like she's coming off like a bitch. Oh, she seems like she thinks
she's
better.
She never even said no, though. That's the crazier part. She said, would you date a bus driver? She said, if he owned the bus.
So he could still be a bus driver, but he owned it.
So her answer was yes.
Right. If he owned it. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with
one?
Listen, I've been in relationships with, actually my longest relationships were with blue collar men. And they were amazing, great people that I definitely felt cherished me. 1,000%. But they also had drive to want to do something else. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm doing this now and I want to get here. And I was like, I can support that. But if you just take a job where you're like, this is going to be me and I'm going to retire doing this for the rest of my life. No shade to you, but I want something different from myself.
I don't even want to be around a friend like that. Forget a guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be around nobody that's comfortable and content with just doing this. Moving at one plat. Like, no, you got to elevate your life. And if you're just... then that's going to make me be like that. You know what I mean?
That was dope, being around, the energy around being people. I got this going on. I got this. Yes. I'm thinking, oh, me too. Oh, maybe we connect and link. And let me tell you something. The man that has the regular 9-to-5 that wants to stay there, that doesn't aspire to do anything else. Not saying that every bus driver is, because there's plenty of people that are doing this for now until they get to the next level. And they should be commended as well. I love someone that will sacrifice for a few years to get to where they want to go. And I don't think she shat on them. I don't. I just think the narrative, everyone kind of jumped on and piled on this woman that a month ago, y'all was loving her when she was guest hosting on The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she's this evil woman. And I don't think that's right. I don't think she should be the face of putting down black men that drive buses, because she didn't do that.
They do that all the time. When it even like, okay, obviously, we could go back to the Michael B. Jordan situation. Mm-hmm. If I really did think that man was corny, what the hell is the problem? Like, right. Say I did say it.
No, you can't.
And?
No, you can't.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's my. That's what I think.
Right.
Like, I think this person's ugly. I think this is what... That's me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy because other people say it. I've heard people say people are corny every day. Mm-hmm. And nobody don't say nothing to them. But me, we wanted to... oh, bully this, blah, 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 blah. That's what they're doing to Ebony right
yes.
now. So I hate jumping on any of those trains where it's like, oh, the hate train, because I don't see nothing that she said wrong. If she don't want to date no damn bus driver, then she don't want to date no bus driver, the end. Some people don't like short guys. Some people don't like fat girls. Some people don't like, I don't understand. That's their preference.
And they should be able to have them. But like I said, some black women are not allowed to have a preference.
It's crazy.
Not allowed to say it out loud.
It's crazy.
Because you're villainized for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's right. Like I said, I was saying about the blue collar thing. The difference is being content with where you are or wanting more. And there's nothing wrong with someone else that wants more. Because let me tell you something. One of the guys said to me when like things got really popping for me, how uncomfortable it made him feel because he felt less than a man because he was stuck in his place.
You see?
And it made it a very uncomfortable relationship because he said to me, you're pouring into me, but I feel like I can bring nothing into your life. And I thought that was so sad because I still loved him. I was like, but
yeah.
I still think I see value in you in other ways. But him as a man didn't feel it. And let me tell you something. Those relationships do not work. You will stop fighting over stupid stuff. If you put a little bit of oomph in your voice, he's going to think you're trying to emasculate him. You're going to have a bunch of problems because he's not content.
And not just that, it's difficult for like the most secure man would feel a way with their woman being in the entertainment industry around all these rich men who are probably shooting their shot. At some point, you're going to be like, hold on a second. She's in a studio with Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. You know, at some point, I would think as a 9-to-5 man that has nothing to do, I would probably feel away.
I mean, it happens. And you will have fights over silly things. And you can tell that man all you want. And I did this. But I love you. You bring me support in other ways. And I'm okay with it. But he wasn't okay with it. And I bet you that guy that Ayanna's talking about would probably eventually start having issues with an Ebony K. Williams. And he's going to feel some way. And then
she's still outside. Ayanna could mess with a bus driver because that's the vibe she's giving. She inside. You know what I'm saying? I see Ebony K. Williams moving around, traveling. And with a 9-to-5 schedule, that's difficult. It's difficult for me. And I could still be remote or whatever the case. So I could only imagine somebody that has a bus route every day. Ebony K. Williams and a bus route, I just don't think it matches up. That don't match up for her. I wouldn't hook her up with a... if I was thinking about who can I hook up Ebony K. Williams with, I wouldn't be like, oh, my homeboy, that's a bus driver.
And what's wrong with wanting to be equally yoked with your partner on all levels, spiritually, sexually, physically, and financially? What's wrong with I think black people especially, we got to get back to a place of valuing like the power couple, not just the man making all
like
this money.
Like the Cosbys, how it was a lawyer and a doctor.
Yes,
like,
not just the man making all this money and he just spends a bag on you. I think that's whack too.
Me too.
I like it when the woman got something going on and the man got something going on.
Both.
That is a sexy thing when y'all come together and you're like, how was your, oh, I did this, it's that, oh, I did this. That is dope, y'all. So please don't villainize someone who put all this work in for saying for having the audacity of saying, I would date a bus driver if he owns the bus. Because that's basically what she said. Like,
that's
you're right.
It. She said she would date one child. So what are y'all mad at her for?
Leave Ebony K. Williams
alone.
And now they're making it into a secondary argument. Well, you know, well, it's the way she said it. And she's an elitist. And she's a snob. Ebony been speaking up for black people for a long time. And then they want to attack her because her fiance found out her she was engaged to a white man at one point.
Yeah, she's not with that anymore. Traded billions. He was like a billionaire trader or something crazy.
Oh,
like
how could she? What's wrong with her?
Yeah, I was like, all y'all guys is all upset. And she's not even looking at you. Her man was white.
Oh, my God.
So y'all sit there.
But ain't like she only dates white, though.
Oh, well, I don't know.
She doesn't.
Maybe she does.
She doesn't.
Oh, okay.
She with us.
She with us. I mean, I don't care. You know what I mean? When black men get successful, some they go and date white women.
Oh, but when a black woman does it, she's a bed wench. She's a sellout.
She's Serena Williams.
There's a few. Eve, Serena.
Almost had me switch on over, but I could never.
Okay, you fall in love with who you fall in love with. I'm fine with that. As long as you don't down your people in the process and say, I don't like black men and I think they're white men are better. I can't rock with people like that. But if you just happen to fall in love with someone that happens to be from a different race, don't be mad at that.
Yeah. Who
but cares? I definitely want a black husband.
Me too. There's no way that I'm dating outside of my race ever.
What is your race? I can't tell.
I am black.
Okay.
You hater. Aren't you white?
Huh? I am white. Look how much blacker than you I am.
That doesn't mean anything.
I'm murdering
you. That's very.
I'm murdering you in melanin.
That's very ignorant to think that complexion has anything
black.
To do.
Look at my elbows. I'm
with,
black.
What you are, but you are. So I'm half Puerto Rican. My dad is Puerto Rican. What was? And my mother is a black woman. And you are white.
I'm not white. My father is black from Harlem, and my mother is from Southern Italy.
Harlem? What race is that?
He's black, and my mother is Southern Italian. If you know your history, the Moors conquered Southern Italians, and they have some black in them. So I'm actually 75% black. I rest my case. Ebony K. Williams.
Actually...
75%.
White.
75%
You're
black.
You're half white.
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one quarter.
Your mother's white.
She has an afro. She does.
She has a white afro.
It's still an afro.
Yeah, but white, that doesn't count.
Listen, Miss Clear.
Okay, now.
The audacity.
I'm about to have her disown you like Brian McKnight.
You're a Puerto Rican, first
okay.
of all. Okay.
I am Puerto Rican.
I know.
Which is half, and that's black.
Okay, J-Lo.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
What is wrong with you?
Okay, chill.
Anyway, now we're going to take a second and talk to Miss Lawrence because we need to know what the hell to wear from Macy's this week, because I'm a little bit lost. Miss Lawrence, welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast today.
What's good?
Yes, come on, Undressing Room Podcast. What y'all need to know? Y'all need to know what kind of scandals to put on for the summer.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I got date night situation popping up, and I need, like, an outfit. I'm trying to spice it up a little bit.
I need a. I'm back outside, but I don't want to look too thotty because I am 50. So I need that nice balance. Like, I'm outside, but I want to look like I'm like too outside.
Help us out, Miss
Lawrence. You want to let the girls know that you're 50, but you're still in the running. I get it.
Exactly. And,
listen, this summer it's all about being again comfortable, more relaxed. So Bermuda shorts, mini fit and flare dresses,
ooh,
puffy slides. You know, have you been seeing people with the slides, but they've been like really thick, like on the top. Yeah, like the few brands that do it, but I'm seeing an influx of that so far for this.
We like it thick, Miss Lauren.
Oh, yes.
You like a girthy sandal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was talking about the sandal.
Oh, of course.
Look at y'all.
What are you thinking about?
A good girthy slide, honey. And fishnet material is going to be really big this summer. Ooh. Thanks to The Little Mermaid, right?
Oh, no, that's right.
But fishnet material is making another comeback. But we're doing it in a lot of seafoam colors. So like your pretty seafoam green and blues and things like that. Metallic handbags are really, really good.
Yes.
You want to pop, you know, you're going out at night, you want to have that little piece that pops. Again, so you want to keep everything kind of simple and you want to accessorize, and all of your third pieces do all the talking and all the work for you. So that way, when you get to where you're going, if you're going to the beach or if you're going to dinner, you're going to lunch, you could take that extra third piece off. And when I say extra, I mean extra, because I do believe in having a extra outlandish third piece.
Right.
You can always take it off and then just blend with everybody else that's basic.
Miss Lawrence, what do you think about my earrings that I got from Macy's?
I love your earrings. Those are really good. Those are really, and that's what I mean, right? So you're not overly done with the earrings. The earrings speak for themselves and they stand out by themselves, right?
By themselves.
Right, so it takes your overall effect, your overall look, to a whole nother dimension.
You get what I'm saying?
And that's what, and that's
a regular shirt.
That's your third piece.
That's what fashion and style is all about. You know, it's mixing, it's matching, finding those key essential pieces that can really give true character and definition to who you are and your personality.
Yes, well, I want to talk about some personalities that went a little bit crazy over the past weekend. Chris Brown. Everybody's talking about him, right? And I know we love to talk about the trending topics with you, Miss Lawrence. So,
bless the baby. Bless the baby.
Did you see all this madness that was going on? Like, he supposedly jumped Usher, and then he started going crazy on the security at Lovers and Friends. Do you think this is a narrative, or is this really him lashing out?
Well, here's what I think. I think majority of it is, I think if Chris Brown sneezes the wrong way, a sneezes too aggressively or too dramatic, it's going to make headlines, right? Because for whatever reason, they love to put our little brother in the headlines for some type of inflammatory situation. Do I think something happened at the party that they were at with Usher and Teyana Taylor? More than likely, but they're all friends to my understanding. Friends argue, friends have moments where, you know, they might get into a little battle or whatever. Now, in terms of the alleged jumping, you know, I don't know. Usher's not spoken out about it. And to my understanding, the following day or week or something, they were at Lovers and Friends, right?
Yes.
And he was performing or whatever. So I think whatever it was, they probably squashed it. And I love to see that. I love to see, you know, that you can have an altercation, but you still bring it all back to your brotherly love. And that's just what I'm getting from it, being it as though nobody has spoken out about it and they've been back together at a festival.
Shoot, I should better than me, because if a friend bloodied my nose,
right,
it'd be enemies and no friends.
Right.
That'd be the name of the tour.
It's sad because that was a party that Usher put together for Chris Brown.
That's what I thought.
And I don't know how bad it is.
I'm sorry, Claudia, not to cut you off, but we don't know all the details. Could he have gotten hit in the nose by accident? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. Did you see him almost fall on them skates? He caught himself. I don't think that Usher would fall into a punch.
I spoke about this the other day on my other show, and I feel like two things can be true at the same time, okay? I think that, yes, you're right, Ms. Lawrence. Anything that Chris Brown does is going to be forever looked through the lens of he's aggressive, he's that. And I don't think that's right either. I don't think that's fair to him, because we do evolve, and that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But whose fault is that? That's not our fault.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, when you know you have his reputation that people are looking at you like that, you have to be extra chill.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be like, aha, look. They're looking for anything. And is it fair? No, but it is life. He's a veteran at this point. He's been in the game
for a long time. I be wondering what a lot of these people, like, for real. Like, I ain't no A-list celebrity or none of that, honey. But I am so very, very strict and guarded when it comes to my circle. I don't even have parties or birthday parties or any of that stuff. And if I do, I don't know that I would have people there that's about to be sitting recording and trying to post any little thing that I do to tear me down.
Well, really, let's be honest, we haven't seen a recording of the fight. So they weren't really recording.
Well, that's true.
There was an altercation behind and backstage that it looked like maybe a fan or somebody else that was with someone else. They didn't look like they were with Chris Brown. Yeah. They were recording. So that's why you gotta, I actually want to see the fight.
I heard there is footage.
Show the fight.
I was out there and I heard there is footage of the fight, but the teams were asked to please not to post it and just let this go away.
Listen, if there's footage, we're going to see it. And it may not be today, but I'm ready for it.
And in defense of Chris Brown, I got to say one thing, because I think people are going to think, oh, you're coming down hard on Chris Brown. No, I just like, we got to be accountable, right? I will say this. The second incident, I don't think was really his fault. I heard he was defending that his kid was backstage and he wanted it to be like a safe environment. So I just want to make that very clear
that
it ain't just, oh, we can't jump the gun and think, oh, he was fussing with someone else or it was his fault.
Right. And that proved, that goes back to our point. I don't care what he says. If he's telling somebody, wait, a car is coming. Oh, my God, Chris Brown was found yelling at a pedestrian crossing the street.
Yeah.
You know, this is his kid who's backstage, and he's like, wait, that's my daughter? Y'all go calm down.
Yeah.
That's understandable.
And listen, he performed. He killed it. Usher came out. He took his glasses off. His nose looked fine. So I guess everything is all good. You know, he got his money from the festival. That's all that really mattered. And guess what? We're talking about both of them. And this is ahead of the Versus talk. You know, Usher was just talking about doing Versus with Chris Brown. And maybe this is just more hype.
Well, girl, you know what? Now that y'all said that, because I didn't even know that. Girl, they working they set. And
that's my issue. Right?
They done went to the costume shop and got that little fake blood and was giving, go squirt this up your nose. Baby, we gonna have record-breaking Versus numbers. I know what the girls do. I didn't know that part.
Who do y'all think we win?
My money is on Chris Brown.
I don't know. For me, it's going to be Usher. For me, it's Usher.
Chris Brown just got bigger records, but don't get it twisted. Usher is a legend.
Usher's huge.
Usher is the GOAT. But when it comes to performing, like, Usher has a great performance, but Chris Brown is incredible.
They both are, though.
I'm sorry.
They both can dance, and they both got.
I don't know.
Chris Brown dances way better than Usher.
Loria, we're not going to argue with you on that.
That's 100% fact. I put Chris Brown next to Beyonce when it comes to performing. That's a fact. I do.
In terms of giving a performance, now in terms of him being a dancer, he's an incredible dancer. But as an entertainer, absolutely not.
Yeah, I think Chris Brown is amazing.
Chris Brown can dance his behind off. He's amazing. I mean, his antics and all of that is insane.
His dancers can't even keep up with him. And they're great,
but Usher
too.
Puts on a really good professional
Usher
show.
Shows, the way Usher shows are curated. They tell a story, like they flow. You know, it's
but
a little
he has
different.
Because he's doing a residency. So when Usher becomes, when Chris Brown gets up there in age, he'll have a story with his stuff too.
How about this? They're both pretty good, and I like that Versus is not really a competition. It's like
L'Oreal is pro Chris Brown.
I'm definitely team Chris Brown when it
because
comes to this
Versus. Because anytime you compare Chris Brown to Beyonce, you are really a huge Chris Brown fan.
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like this guy has everything against him, but still number one on the chart.
Oh, no, I love Chris Brown.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
That's difficult.
I love Chris Brown.
I feel like he has a lot of odds against him. I don't think he's perfect.
I wanna just give him a hug.
Yeah, me too.
Hopefully
he doesn't swing.
Let me hug him. one thing about it, I swing back, so it's nothing.
Yeah, hopefully he don't bloody our nose.
I will sit up and I will give encouraging words and preach and speak over people all day long. But it's a fine line between Miss Lawrence and the girl that used to be named Peaches. I hear Miss Peaches in the letter. So you put your hands on me, girl, it's going to be a problem, period.
Yeah, you got to teach Usher how to swing back. But let's talk about Young Miami and Diddy really quickly. They showed up to the Met Gala together, even though she says she's not dealing with any guy that she has to share. any longer. Have you ever shared a guy?
Not knowingly.
Yep.
I didn't know.
You said, yep. I did as well before. I didn't know. I didn't pick that.
They be lying, it's though. Lying, they be like telling you how much they love you, and then they propose to somebody else 2 days later. It's crazy. It's wild.
Yeah, they do that. They do that. And then you know what? And that's why they also have to be shared. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
We gotta stop giving them all the power over our hearts and our minds. I'm sorry. It's not happening.
I'm not sharing a damn thing. I don't know how she, I feel like we've talked about this. I'm not a sharer. I'm never sharing again. And I didn't know I was sharing at the time.
But this is the piece. We can say all day long, oh, I'm not sharing, oh man, I'm not sharing this, I'm not sharing that. But you might not know that you're sharing, but more times than not, you're sharing.
If I'm sharing right now, somebody's dying. That's different.
No.
I'm serious. But so do you think that Diddy is settling down now, or is she just putting up with the same
hell
old
no, he's not. Why? He ain't settling that way. Nobody.
Never?
Never.
I feel like Carisha came along and gave Diddy an experience that he's never gotten from anybody else. Because what does she bring to the table? She is so real and authentic to who she is. That hood girl from Miami, she don't change. She don't assimilate to nobody of no certain social class. She don't care. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's ever gotten that. I think he's probably always been around women that have tried to please him and, you know, conform to what they think he likes, you know, and I think she came along and she did something totally different. And I think that marked him. And I don't think he can get enough of it. Do I think they will be together?
Like eventually?
I don't know. You know, that's weird. I think if she ends up accepting that he is going to be who he is going to be, you know, then maybe. But other than that, I think they will be better off just being really good friends like they are now.
He should just keep giving her that $250 a month, and she should just keep using that wardrobe budget and just have fun with him, but do not take him seriously.
Oh, she get 250 bands a month?
Mm-hmm. Word on the
street. Yeah, girl, stay his friend. Girl, get your 250. Stay
we
his
all
want to
be his friend now. You know hey, how much you could buy at Macy's with $250,000.
Hey, Diddy.
Do you understand? Baby, no. You go up at Macy's with 250 bands, they closing the store down for you.
You get what I'm saying? Well,
they closing the store down for you.
Thank you, Miss Lawrence. Let the people know where they can find and follow you.
You guys can find me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Miss Lawrence. That's MissLawrence.
Thank you, Miss Lawrence. We're going to see you next week.
All right. Bye.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Okay, now let's get into these DMs. I have one DM for you today.
Okay.
Well, not for you, but one I'm going to share with you.
Okay. Is it good?
It's okay. So I just don't understand this, though, because like I feel like I've been being pretty open about being in a relationship.
You talk about your guy all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So some people still don't care. Hey, L'Oreal, I almost only type Lori as if I've been knowing you. LOL. I'm just writing to let you know that I want to take you out. I'm wondering if you're interested because I really love your look and your voice. It's just so unique. I want to converse with you in person.
Oh, converse.
Surely there's something you haven't done in Atlanta. I hear you say you got something going on, but I think that there are some things I can do that'll interest you. Let me know.
What kind of things?
Probably with his tongue. No, I don't know.
You think so? Maybe.
A dry tongue.
Did he put a tongue emoji?
No, he didn't.
Dollar sign?
No, but okay, so if you know somebody's in a situation, you shoot your shot at them still?
Well, I think now with social media, if they don't see the person all over your page, they think, well, it must not be that serious. So mm-hmm. you probably thought, maybe it's not. Maybe she's just dating someone. So I can't be mad at him for asking.
Okay.
Asking's fine, but if it, once you say, nah, I'm good, and then he keeps on pushing, then that's disrespectful.
I've never been the type to plaster my person across my mm-hmm. page. My page is for work purposes. Mm-hmm. You will be in a story or two. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, like, my page has interviews and Macy's clothes.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So where would my man fit in there?
When I had a very public relationship with KJ, actually, we did couples retreat together. I enjoyed us posting each other on our page. It showed, there's nothing to hide. Not saying you are. But I liked that. I liked him commenting on my page. I commented on his pictures. I actually really liked that. But I can't... That means because I was so public with him, I have to chill a minute before I do it again with somebody else because it's going to look crazy.
See, and not just that, it's like you had to clean your page up.
No, I never cleaned it up.
What, you left that crap there?
Of course.
Why?
Because he didn't do anything wrong to me and it's part of my story. Like, if me and someone break up and we meant something to each other, why are you deleting me off your life like I never existed? I'm a chapter in your book. Just because you're done doesn't mean they didn't exist.
Yes, they didn't.
Why? But a breakup isn't always like a horrible thing where like they're so evil. Because if you love, okay, I take the word love very seriously. And if I say I love you and you're saying it to me and we're there, I'm a part of your life. I'm a part of your story. So just because they didn't work out and we didn't like go off into the sunset and get married, that doesn't mean like I got to be like, F you, you never existed in my life. I think that's disrespecting the time. Like, did you really even love that person?
I mean, how many people have you told you loved? I've only told a very, 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 very few amount of people that I loved.
Girl.
One is dead. And the other one I'm with now. And then the other one was the worst relationship of my life. Three people in my entire life and one is dead.
Girl, I'm 50. I've told more than three people that I love them. And if you didn't destroy me, like I kept, it's part of my timeline.
I'm not even trying to tell another person that I love them other than my kids.
Like, I don't get how if they didn't hurt you, if they didn't dog you out and do something extremely disrespectful, how you're like, you never existed. Like
we would still be together, no?
No, but you can break up for different reasons. Like, and this is maybe something that you'll see when you get older, because when I got older, I was like, there's little subtleties, like nuanced things, right? That you're like, I love this person. I love this, this and that. But this part is not working, so we can't be together long term. But I still love the hell out of you.
Now, I don't know. Nah. You got to go off my page. Because I couldn't imagine, like, now it's time for you to date somebody else, right? And you still got pictures with another dude on your page? Well maybe because I only got like 100 posts, too.
I have like 19,000 posts.
See, but this is the difference. We talking about two different kind of people.
Yeah.
Totally. Because me, you can see everything on my page right now.
Yeah, you have those. First of all, and in between relationships, like I think.
How many posts? That's crazy.
I have a lot. But in between the two relationships that I really did post was years. It's years. So if you're going to go back and scroll back 16,000 posts.
5,000 posts, so it
then
doesn't matter.
You deserve to go find them pictures.
Nah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you posting so much, it doesn't matter what you're posting on your page.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't count. But somebody like me that got 100, 200 posts, and you can see everything when you just swipe mm-hmm. once, you got to go.
I remember someone that we dated like in college, and he always said that he'll always love me no matter what. Like whoever he's with will have to understand that he'll always have love for me, even though it didn't work out. It didn't work out because we were young and we were in different states. You know what I mean? It was young love, puppy love. And I always took comfort in like your words really meant something when you told me you love me back then, because you still, even though we're not together, you still treat me with love throughout your life and respect. And he didn't just say, F you, lady, and I'm just going to act like you never existed. I don't know. I just look at it differently.
I think there's different loves, too. Like, if I'm in love, I promise you, I hope that I told the last person that. Like, I don't want to have to. Like, I'm just so funny about those words. Like, I don't play around with that. And if I do, like, in love, loving somebody like, oh, my homeboy, my homegirl, oh, I love you, that's something different to me. Like, I could say that to anybody.
The person you're with right
now.
The person you're with right now, you're in love with them.
Yes.
Could you imagine, say something happens in your relationship, like maybe distance or work or something.
If we have all that.
Okay, say something happened even more so, maybe internationally or whatever,
okay.
Where y'all broke up. Because you still love this person. You still in love with them, but for some reason, y'all can't be together. Does he deserve to be deleted off your timeline like he never existed because you may go out with some other guy? No.
See, I'm not that type of person. I would have tried to make it work even internationally.
Okay, but say something happens. Say whatever reason. I'm just throwing something.
Only thing that's going to stop it is like deaf. Like, that's how, like, you know what I mean? That's just how I just kind of am. I don't know.
But people...
I'm funny with... I don't get into relationships like that. And if I do, it lasts a long time.
There's other things that can break people up. There's people losing their jobs. I had that happen where the person just checked out because they were just not feeling good about themselves because they lost their job.
I mean, I grew apart from somebody that I could actually say I have love for. But, like, I see him and I know him and I whatever. And I wouldn't know.
Because, is he deleted? Did you delete him off your page?
There's no pictures of him on my page. Okay. No, yeah, I deleted him.
So you basically don't claim.
And I see him. I actually seen him the other day. But I never want my person to feel uncomfortable because I got another person up on my page. And it...
But even from years ago?
Yeah, no. I don't want to see that either. Like, I don't want to see my dude with an old picture with another... I don't know.
It makes me look at the person as I feel like they're a... that their word means something when they told that other person. Like, just because you're the new person don't mean it's a bigger love or a better love than the person before you.
So you still rock with them, though? Like, that's just uncomfortable. So they love you how?
They still love you as a person. They love your core.
Okay.
They love your person. They love you as a...
And that means something to you.
It does. It does. Like, I feel like you can love someone and it didn't work out in a relationship and you still have love for them.
Love? I feel like I could have love for a piece of paper. So that doesn't really mean anything.
No, we're talking about people.
No, well, I could have love for somebody, but it don't really mean nothing. It's, I don't know how to explain that. Like, I don't want to see nothing happen to them or nothing like that, but it ain't special.
I just think if you can delete someone out of your life like that, did you ever really love them?
So, like, you saying, like, my ex, did I really love him because I deleted him off of my page? I didn't really love him because I deleted him?
Well, why? It's acting like he never existed in your timeline, your world.
Nah, he didn't. He existed to a point where it was a painful existence, and now you need to go.
Like I said, it's different if someone did something real disrespectful to you and dragged you. I get that. Like, if someone put their hands on me that I once loved, they can get deleted because it's like I'm mad at him. But if we broke up because we drifted apart and you were still a good person, you treated me with respect, I'm not going to punish you by being like, F you, you're gone out of my life. You didn't never exist. You're deleted. I just look at it differently.
Yeah, nope. You are going off my page, okay? All right, so if y'all want to slide into the DMs, you already know what to do. You can hit me up at Star and L'Oreal, L-O-R-E-L. You can find us on the Undressing Room podcast page on Instagram and Claudia.
Find me at Claudia Jordan, and if I'm ever deleted off L'Oreal's page, I guess she don't rock with me no
That's
more.
That's a fact. I've deleted friends, too.
I can tell.
Nah, I've deleted friends. I mean, shoot. Think about somebody that I used to be with a lot. That person is not on my page at all, if you look at it. And if it isn't, it got to be a moment that I thought was like,
I like to show it because people I can say, oh, they can run their mouth about it and be like, but look at my page and see how much she was rocking with me back then or whatever.
Yeah, I don't rock with you now, so what does that matter?
Okay, well, we have to just agree to disagree.
And let's make it clear that I don't rock with you.
Hit me in my DMs and hopefully I won't be deleting Lori off my page.
Well, I'll delete Claudia's ass if she keep talking, okay? All right, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast, y'all. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend. Go listen to those past episodes. And, you know, because we've been talking a lot of big mess for quite some time.
People have been liking the show, though.
Yeah, they love it. They love it. And we love y'all, too.
Yes.
So let's put some clothes back on. Thank you for getting undressed with us. And we're going to go.
Don't delete us. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Undressing Room podcast. And be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.